Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's jerky thrown to. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, which means you will be part. If you pay attention, you will be part of the solution. Seriously. And that's really, again, the only way we're going to win this is to stay on these people. Never give up on them. Stay on them. Don't let them, you know what? And the word of Maxine Waters and even Nancy Pelosi, bother them everywhere. No matter where you see them and what they're doing, bother them. Make it uncomfortable for them to eat at restaurants. Let's just do what they did. Don't you think that's okay? They thought it was okay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged. Story out of Tijuana, Mexico right now. Baby formula can easily be found south of the U.S. border. Even though we can't find it anywhere in the U.S. Think about that. And right now, and look, this is not what you think. Some people are going, oh, yeah, I don't know if I'd buy it. Why wouldn't you buy it from Mexico? These are American producers putting this down there. Yeah, these were made by the same companies that were making it up here. I can't think of this person. Anyway, right now, when this person got formula, they saw four people getting formula from the other side in Tijuana. They have it everywhere, in the pharmacies, at the grocery stores, in the core. Why do they have so much of it? And yet we can't. As the United States deals with baby formula shortage, right, all this and pandemic-related supply chain issues, according to, it's not pandemic-related. Can we stop that? Some Americans told Fox News that they're purchasing baby formula from Mexico. The shortage promoted President Biden to invoke the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers had the necessary supplies for baby formula. The very first Costco that got the formula here in Mexico. So the Costco's down there. I'm looking at a picture of it. It's overflowing down there. Just amazing. And here we are, the United States of America. And we don't have enough formula for our kids. He knows that it's right here in Tijuana. It seems that there is plenty of it. Carlos, the mother of a 2-year-old, told a local news source, I don't know anyone who has a problem finding baby formula, not down here. Another TJ mother, Melanie, said that I haven't had problems, but I know a lot of moms from Facebook group who live in the U.S. say that they're like crazy trying to get the milk. A lot of them come down to Tijuana, buy it, and then go back to the U.S. One of the causes of the baby formula shortage in the U.S. was a recall by baby formula products by producer Abbott Nutrition. Now, my understanding was that wasn't as big a deal as the government made it. And Abbott cleared it up in a relatively short period of time. And then what happened after they cleared it up, they couldn't get an FDA inspector to come down there. Because everybody was hiding from the COVID. Brenda's a U.S. native purchasing formula in Tijuana. She's on a local news source. One of my friends, she lives in Los Angeles. I was having problems because they're just totally out of formula, so I came down here to get it. If they're having problems finding the formula in the U.S., they could just cross the border and they buy it down here in the pharmacies or any store you can find it in. I would have gone down there and bought a van load. So why not? Francisco echoed her comment, it's going to be not difficult for anybody in the States just to come over and try to get something. Melanie told the news source that I buy formula from the pharmacy so I don't have problems. But I know there's a lot of problems down here. There are a lot of problems in the U.S. But my irritant here is, why is it so easy to get in Mexico? And you're going to tell me they don't have the same restrictions that we have. I'm not buying it anymore. Right? I mean, the bottom line with it is if they can get it in Mexico and they get it in abundance, we need to go down there with truckloads, buy it, and come back up. Seriously. Well, Biden's trying to buy votes. Easy to prove. The admin is going to cancel almost $6 billion in school loans for former Corinthian college students. However, if you've paid off your loans, you're not eligible for a rebate. So for those who busted hump, paid off the loans, worked hard, sometimes two or three jobs, they're not worth the time of day. Biden administration says it'll cancel federal student loans for some 560,000 borrowers who attended the for-profit Corinthian college chain. Under the new action, hundreds of thousands of students who attended the now-defunct chain will receive almost $6 billion in full loan discharges. Wow. And there's got to be a better way. $6 billion. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or
Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When I start talking, that's when we
start. Thomas, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. Really, seriously, I love to hear what you have to say, whether I agree with you or not. As long as you're respectful about it, I'll be respectful to you. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, I mean, look, there's so much going on out there. It is hard to keep up with. I don't care who you are, it's hard to keep up with. That's why I said, you know, some of these people have a staff of 25, 27, 30. Those are the ones, you know, they really can get deep into some of this stuff. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I always appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. Sending me notes to help me out, because you know I need it. So Biden today decided that he's going to pay for about $6 billion in loans that students have gotten, you know, student debt at the Corinthian colleges. Now, didn't the government who made these loans to begin with, aren't they supposed to be auditing these colleges? Aren't the colleges responsible to reporting to somebody? So they're gonna discharge all these federal loans. For far too long, according to Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, Corinthian engaged in the wholesale financial exploitation of students, misleading them into taking one more and more debt to pay for promises they could never keep. Thousands of former Corinthian students were already eligible for debt cancellation, but they had to file paperwork and navigate an application process that advocates, well, it's kind of confusing, not widely known. So the process was already there. Joe B's is going to wipe it. No questions asked, right? Those who have a remaining balance on their debt will also get refunds on payments they already made. Right, so, but if you don't have a balance, if you actually paid it off, you're not eligible for any money. So if you did the right thing, you busted your hump, you paid back your loan money. Remember, these are federal grants. It's your tax dollars that already went into paying for these guys, and now it's going to pay for them again. At its peak, Corinthian was one of the nation's largest for-profit college companies with more than 110,000 and 100 campuses across the country. The company shut down in 2015. There was widespread findings of fraud. The Obama administration found that scores of campuses were falsifying data on the success of their graduation. In some cases, the schools reported that students had found jobs in their fields, even though they were working at a grocery store or fast food chain. Hundreds of students told investigators that they were pressured to enroll with promises of lucrative employment, only to end up with huge sums of debt and no real job prospects. Okay. Look, I know you can be fooled. I got all that. How much work did they actually do? Did they go to that college because it was easy funding? I mean, I'd like some answers to these questions. I don't think it's unfair to ask. However, the case did open up a federal crackdown, right? And the Obama administration had originally promised to forgive the loans, especially for those students whose programs lied about job placement rates. But an explosion in applications for debt forgiveness, along with political battles over the process, created a year-long years, actually. Right? It was back in Obama's days. 5, 6, God, you're looking 7, 8 years now. Biden administration's announcement comes as President Biden considers broadening student loan forgiveness. Biden said that he supported forgiving $10,000 in student loans for all borrowers. He later indicated they should come through Congress. Now, why can't Congress get it done? Why can't they put these things out? Really? I mean, they need to start doing their job pretty much, period. No way around it. This is part of the problem to begin with, is they don't do what they're supposed to be doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean, you've already heard some of the crazy stories I've already told you. Right? We had a View host blamed Christian nationalists for all these mass shootings. You have baby formula easily obtainable in Mexico from the same companies we get it from here. California's not going to give reparations to slaves or families of slaves. And I don't know where they're getting the information in a state that didn't have slaves. And the U.S. has decided they know better than religious organizations, including the Vatican. They raise the pride flag on their embassy at the Vatican. At the Vatican, excuse me. And, again, they don't care. They don't care what you believe. And I suggested, if they really believed in what they say they believe, why don't you raise that flag in Iran? What do you got an embassy there? Show them that you really believe it. You're really willing to stand up for what you believe. I don't think you have the guts to do it, but do it anyway. I don't know if you guys heard the story. It went by at a million miles an hour. Supreme Court Justice Alito, he ordered a pause in counting certain ballots in Pennsylvania. I mean, these guys, you can't get much more corrupt than what's going on in Pennsylvania right now. So Alito ordered a pause for counting undated Pennsylvania ballots. He's actually making them stick to the law. I mean, that's terrible, isn't it? From a local race in 2021, the pause comes despite the fact that legal terms for Republican Senate candidates, Dr. Oz and David McCormick, are currently battling over similar issues in Pennsylvania. So Alito is in charge of emergency requests for Pennsylvania, issued an administrative stay for the counting of certain ballots in a judge's race from 2021. Now the Supreme Court is weighing the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit ruling that undated ballots received on time ought to be counted. This will impact the counting of the Oz race. But the state law, the state law, you know, nobody's above the law, remember that one? The state law is that mail ballot voters fill out date and sign the form and the declaration on the outer envelope. So why is it that these judges keep ruling against the law? Find out who they are. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
The White House has indicated it's nearing a decision on broad student loan debt forgiveness, zeroing in on canceling $10,000 per student.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness, and I'll have an answer on that in the next couple of weeks.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration canceled all outstanding federal student loans borrowed by former Corinthian College students. It shut down in 2015. Roughly 500,000 former students will receive $5.8 billion in loan cancellations. For the first time in history, gas prices have topped $4 per gallon in all 50 states. Prices jumped an average of 48 cents during the month of May. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, make the call, right? Head over there, take a look. Worst thing that can happen is that you get through. No, really, seriously. You got something that's bugging you want to talk about, right? Or you want to ask the question? Maybe that's it, too. I know it's really funny because some of you call when the show is replayed in some areas, as it is, don't answer the phone then. Made the mistake once. I won't do it again. I promise. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Again, you can watch live there. You can listen live at joemessina.com. joemessina.com. But back at, somebody asked during the break, do we give reparations to those people who already paid their school debt? What do you think? No, seriously. I mean, if the debt is too hard on those that just graduated and they're trying to pay it down, then isn't it too hard on the people before them? So I think if you're going to do this, hey, give it to everybody. Anybody who's paid for any kind of college. Some of you know me. You know I'm kind of joking here. I don't think they should give it at all. If those kids were coerced in signing those grants, so be it. But you're using government taxpayer dollars to bail out government taxpayer dollars. Right? Because the school's got the money. Based on a grant given by the government or backed by the government, with the understanding it was going to get paid back, and now we're finding out that that understanding, maybe not so much. We're talking about the Judge Alito, who is in charge of emergency requests for Pennsylvania to the Supreme Court. He issued an administrative stay for the counting of certain ballots. Now, here's the thing. Here's what he issued it based on. The state's requirement, or the state's law, is that mail-in ballots be filled out, dated, and signed. There's also a form declaration on the outer envelope, the one that's used to return the ballots. But the federal judge said not counting the votes of those who did not provide a date violated federal civil law because requirements were immaterial to the voters' qualifications. There are no indicators of fraud or indications of fraud. The ballots were received by the state's deadline, and election officials noted that they would have counted the ballots with the wrong date, but not with no dates. Right? You hear that? The election officials noted that they would have counted ballots with the wrong date, but not those with no dates at all. They're following the law. Doesn't Nancy Pelosi constantly say no one is above the law? We've heard that ad nauseum from her. Really? Now, while the McCormick campaign supports the counting of undated ballots, the Oz campaign, with the backing of the Republican National Committee, argues that the ballots should remain uncounted. Indeed, look, this is what I don't get about this. If these elections are so important, if your right to vote is so sacred, read the darn directions. Do what you're told to do. Show up on the day you're supposed to vote. Really, think about it. If the election system or the elections as a whole are that important to people, get off your butt, go down to where you need to go, and get it done. With the backing of the Republican National Convention, committee, Oz argues that the ballots should remain uncounted. The Oz campaign has claimed that McCormick is following the Democrats' playbook and eroding the voters' confidence in the election. Well, I agree with that. If there are no rules and you can get away with just about anything, then hey, what can I tell you? Oz called himself the presumptive Republican nominee at the end of last week. McCormick's lawsuit asserted that the county election boards are disenfranchising voters who did not date their ballots. But the disenfranchising idiots. Read. Again, I'm just going to keep saying it. If it's that important, that big of a deal, big enough of a deal for you to scream about it, it's big enough of a deal for you to look on the outside of the envelope where it plainly states it needs to be signed. The suit therefore demands that the boards count ballots that were returned on the time but lack a handwritten date on the exterior of the envelope. Oz or McCormick will face Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in November for that seat. And again, for these elections to be secure, you've got to follow the directions. It shouldn't be that hard for you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I still don't get why it's so hard for people to follow these directions. I wish somebody would tell me. Send me an email. Right? Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Send me the email. Explain this out, because I am lost here. I don't see any reason why we should cut them any slack. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Another article on Todd Starnes' website. I like the stuff there because I know it's been vetted. I know it's real. Todd has decided, the congressmen or congressmen, congresspeoples, have really decided at this point in time, or really irritated at this point in time, I should say, that the military this month is dealing mostly with all pride stuff. When did that happen? When did that become a thing, if you would? I don't get it. You know, aren't these people, I'm not trying to be mean to them, so don't put on your rocks, as they say. Aren't these people supposed to be learning how to blow things up? Right? Aren't they supposed to be learning? You know, I'm sorry, kill and destroy? Isn't that their job for the big most part? And to protect those people who can't protect themselves. You see it all the time. Right? In these other countries and what have you? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And when you look at what the military is trying to do to our people, to our men and women, yeah, you heard me. This is all about Pride Celebration, by the way. Representative Pat Fallon out of Texas slammed the Pentagon under President Biden for injecting wokeness into the U.S. military. Look, if you get them feeling bad for certain people, certain places, or what have you, how are they going to do their jobs? You think the enemy cares whether you're transgender, gay, or lesbian? Right? Fallon, who serves on the Armed Services Committee, said it was revolting that the Marines posted a Pride Month post with rainbow-colored bullets. Well, so what do we want to make sure that the bullet hits the target of the gender or sexual orientation? What kind of sense does that make? This is what the military serves, so you can have the liberty to do what you want. Don't force feed it down their throats. You know what? Pride Month should have nothing to do with the military. You're talking about the rights of people or what have you. You want to make a statement aimed at schools and colleges and whatever. But there shouldn't be anything here when it comes to the military. Military shouldn't be political in any regard. They need to be lethal. They need to be efficient. The units need to be working together, trusting each other. And we have to have the latest weaponry in the hands of our soldiers, not leaving them behind for the Afghanis and Iran to take. And the generals, you know, General Valley was on the other night talking about how bad these new generals are. They need to take a stand. Yes, against their boss, they need to take a stand, just like they did with Trump. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Story for another night, or a conversation, I'll say, for another evening, would be somebody in the chat room mentioned they'd like to see karma catch up with all the leftist idiots for what they're doing to America, but also, what about Hunter Biden? You know what I mean? Seriously. When does it catch up with him, if that's what you believe in? I mean, when do these things start to stick to these people? You know, we're constantly hearing about how bad Republicans are and all that other stupid stuff. I got no other way to say it. If you got a different way to say it, let me know, right? It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look at you know, it's supposed to be my college crazy hours, college campus crazies. And somebody sent me this article earlier. I should have just read through it and brought it up. When you look at the colleges and who they're keeping Ben Shapiro can't come on the campus. Right? You know, people like him. Dennis Prager, not welcome on some campuses. But recently, police officers were furious at a university for hosting a cop killer. This falls right into what I keep telling you guys. They have no self-awareness. They have absolutely no clue as to the stuff that's rolling off their tongue. Now, some of you will say, yes, yes, sir. Yes, they do. I don't agree. I think a lot of them don't have a clue of what's going on. I think a lot of them don't get it. 855 Real Joe, 855. They're all listening to themselves, one of the two. I don't know which. Following a Freedom of Information Act request from Campus Reform, they discovered that Sunny Brockport University in New York receives hundreds of emails from enraged police officers and their families following the event's announcement. I can't pronounce this guy's name, so I'm not doing it on purpose. Mutaquim, formerly Anthony Bottom, was convicted for the murder of two New York police officers after he lured them into his location with a fake 911 call back in 1971. So, earlier this year, when Campus Reform reported on the controversy, the college was not very happy. The Jim Van Breederod, a candidate for New York State Senate and retired chief of police, was among the many that were upset, reached out to the school to voice his dissent. He said, speaking as a retired police officer, the alumni of Brockport Master's Program, I'm deeply, deeply concerned and offended that the state institution advanced to promote criminal over community. They do. They don't care. I keep telling you guys that. They don't care. If you're conservative in any way, shape, manner, or form, they're not interested in what you have to say. He went on to say that using taxpayer dollars to pay a convicted murderer, a member of the Black Panther Party, to promote a false narrative that was an action of resistance rather than the murder of two police officers serves no educational purpose. Mutaquim, formerly Anthony Bottom, was convicted for the murder. Now, the April 6th campus event at the public New York Public University described him as a grandfather, father, mentor to many, and loving human being. But they really? See, this is what I mean. They've got to be on drugs. They have to have some kind of mental issue. Otherwise, I don't know how they say that with a straight face, without lightning striking them. They characterized his crime as being captured during a midnight shootout. Right. Also, on March 14th, Sunny Brockport president Heidi McPherson sent a message to the university community regarding the event. She stated that the college has received strong feedback about this visit. Some are outraged the man who had been convicted of such crimes was invited onto campus. Others look forward to the opportunity to learn more about him. Well, how is he being sold? I mean, these kids are running around campuses right now with Che Guevara shirts on, thinking he was a revolutionary, a hero, mind you. How he killed people, the way he treated people, what he did, they don't seem to know anything about. I mean, seriously. On March 14th, the Brockport president, Heidi McPherson, sent a message to the university community regarding the event, stating that the college had received strong feedback about the visit, but she got no response. Right? McPherson went on to state that the event will not be canceled because of the college's belief of freedom of speech. Not really. No, they don't. Let's go ahead and bring Ben Shapiro there and see what they have to say. Retired Officer Edward Gibling, for example, wrote a letter to the university on March 10th expressing the extreme disappointment and frustration. Look, I believe in freedom of speech, too. I'm willing to listen to the other side, and even if I don't like it, don't believe it, and believe that they're spewing garbage. But unless somebody has turned their life around and asked for forgiveness and gone through that kind of thing, I don't want them speaking at my school at one of my events. Giblin also criticized the event for its sanitized version of history and failing to acknowledge that he was an active participant in cowardly and cold-bloodedly assassinating a patrolman. When you lure them with a lie, and then you shoot them, you should have got life in prison. Giblin went on to criticize the university for the events such as hosting Black Lives Matter founder Elisa Garza, as well as Bill Ayers of the Radical Marxist Weather Underground. The university is now 3-0 in presenting speakers who have outwardly and quite profoundly exhibited hostility and disdain for police service. I mean, again, this is craziness. The widow of one of the fallen police officers murdered by this man, this animal, also wrote a heartfelt letter to the Brockport president, and it was totally ignored. Again, I keep telling you guys, they don't care. They have no reason to care. Who's going to stop them? Right? And then this one right behind it. A college course is now teaching students that police prisons and prisons must go. These are at some of America's most elite universities. Yale, Vassar, Columbia, Wesleyan, just among some of the universities, are teaching students that abolishing the police is a worthy social cause. Yale University's course marks in the abolition today. It ties racism to capitalism and likens policing to slavery. According to the course description, students will examine the writings of radical thinkers as it relates to Karl Marx, body of works. Among those scholars are Angela Davis and Ruth Wilson Gilmore, both of whom had called for the abolishing prisons and the police. The course will address contemporary struggles. I mean, they go to the bad-mouthing capitalism, talking about capitalist societies as being bad. Because, you know, we've seen how well the socialist and communist ones work, all right? They blame capitalism for racial oppression, incarceration, slavery. They keep coming back to colonialism. And the courses at Columbia Law School, think about that, Columbia Law School. If you don't have police, you don't have courts, you don't need a law school. They're idiots. Columbia's laws abolishing a social justice practicum. Experimental learning will give students hands-on practical practice in legal cases involving capital punishment, to include police violence, protest rights, as well as public policy interventions. Wow. You're sending your kids to these schools. Or allowing your kids, I don't know which. Why can't you parents grow a spine? Check out these colleges your kids want to go to and for the reasons they want to go. And simply say to them, I'm not giving you 5 cents. I'm not wasting 5 cents of my hard-earned money on that college. You'll get your own loans. You'll use your own money. Oh, and by the way, you'll not take in my car onto that campus. When are you gonna grow the guts to do that? That's what I want to know. When are you going to step up as parents and truly be parents? Some of you I've talked with, you're either A, afraid to be a parent of what people are going to say about you. What do you care? They're not paying for your child when he goes sideways, are they? They weren't there where you were at when that kid was small. It's your responsibility. My Christian brothers and sisters, God's entrusted you with that kid. Not the government, not the state, and not your neighbors. Step up. Do the right thing. Grow a spine. You do care. If you care, it's okay to push back. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the night. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. And don't ditch me. You better be here tomorrow as well.